searching for the answer. You see, the answer is simple. Just be an example. Spread love and peace to everyone you meet.
Cause we are striving to be the very best we can be. Be the one to lend a hand and let them know you understand.
With no food to eat. Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
With Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this morning. It is 8 minutes after the hour. We are definitely in praise for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. At this time, we're going to offer a message of prayer before we go into our special music, praise music, as we try to minister to everyone, to everyone's soul and spirit. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Father, let thy will be done on earth as you have it be done in heaven. Father, lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from all that you said was sin and evil. For we know that thine is the kingdom, and all power and glory is entrusted in your hand, Lord Father. Once more again, Lord Father, we are bowed and praising your name, Lord Father, praising you, Lord Father, for life, health, and strength, Lord Father. Thanking you, Lord Father, for our last night's sleep, Lord Father. As we summon and step, Lord Father, we want to thank you, Lord Father, that the four walls that enclose the home or enclosure that we were in did not fall in no form of destruction. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father, for sending an angel, Lord Father, to touch us, Lord Father, able us to wake up and see a brand new day, Lord Father. a brand new day, Lord Father, that we've never seen before, Lord Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father, we was able, Lord Father, to get up, Lord Father, and we were had the activity of all our limbs, and they were working in their respective manner. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father, we was able, Lord Father, to prepare a meal for ourselves and nourish ourselves, knowing, Lord Father, we had someone somewhere that wasn't able to do this test this morning. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Thank you, Lord Father, that we were able to praise your name one more day. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. We want to say thank you, Lord Father, for a blessing, Lord Father, a great and mighty blessing, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, we have someone that may be in the hospital somewhere, Lord Father, with some illness or some situation in their body, Lord Father. We call upon a healing, Lord Father, upon their body, Lord Father. We call upon your name, Lord Father, for a healing. Lord Father, as we pray, Lord Father, we pray for each home individually, Lord Father, knowing that, Lord Father, there's some situation that someone may be going through in their home, Lord Father. We pray for some direction, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father. We pray, Lord Father, you stop, Lord Father, by our nursing home, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, we have some elderly there, Lord Father, that need your touch and the armor protection around them, Lord Father. Lord Father, knowing that they have been on this earth for a long, long existence, Lord Father, and we want to praise them for their effort on this earth, Lord Father. We just want to say thank you, Lord Father. Lord Father, stop by the prison and jail, Lord Father. Regulate their mind in a right direction, Lord Father. We ask that, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Father. Lord Father, we pray, Lord Father, that you look upon us as we travel up and down the dangerous highways, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, that there are some, we have to pray that we learn to drive for one another, Lord Father. Knowing, Lord Father, there is some situation that may occur on these high, dangerous highways, Lord Father. We pray for protection, Lord Father. And when we travel the last mile away on this earth, Lord Father, we ask for a home somewhere in your kingdom, Lord Father. We're not asking for the best seat in your kingdom, Lord Father, but somewhere in your midst, Lord Father, we ask, Lord Father. These blessings and others, we ask in your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, everyone, Lord, for joining us this morning for the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. We're going to do another special 2-hour praise worship as we minister with music this morning. We ask that you take each song in heart, and I hope that you enjoy each selection. Our next song coming up is coming from Rance Allen, and it's entitled Blessings.
my left and right just like stereo. Problem, circumstances, do you feel me, yo? Need some clarity, homie, that's why I won't let my hair grow. Been acting the part just like I got my own TV show. Anxiety like an amateur on Apollo. Like any hope the sun will come out tomorrow. To pay my cell phone bill, I guess I'm gonna have to borrow.
I want out.
Crying this evening, the doctor told her that she could not conceive in. She miscarried 6 times upon Stephen. That's her husband's name and he's from Cleveland. He said, I love you and he tried to console her. Prayed together, cried together, held one another. But something said to him that she's still gonna be a lover. He remembered what the doctor said and he said, so what?
I won't lie to the sound of
immaculate vision, this 180 style and grinding pellets don't fade me. Ooh. Elegance and Enoch, it let one bless thee. His phraseology sin distinctive and Joshua has the last word. Forget what you heard, Jairus a word. I'm new again, qua.
Get up on your feet.
Help me quiet. Don't want no changes about your situation. God is
But it's a choice. You must first listen to his voice. When God says right and you turn left, you better listen before you take your last breath. See, that's the way that's right unto a man, but it's wrong if it's not in God's plan. See, there is a place in eternity not made by hands for you and me. To those that are bound, Christ will make you free to be in Jesus Christ who you want to be. See, Christ has given us the victory throughout his word. He has made us free. Always in prayer, standing in the gap, changed by the Lord God. It's just a snap. See, the Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. He leaded me through the quiet storm. In a cold night, he'll keep me warm. Praise be to God, cause I'm reborn. Always being led by the Holy Ghost. Then Satan tried to bring me down, but see, Christ is all I need, from least to most. Cause with his joy, there is no ground. Everybody, just wave your hands in the air and wave them like it just don't care. And if you came to jail for Jesus Christ, everybody say, oh yeah.
Rock on.
morning, everyone. You are tuned to the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. That's a great song coming from Paul Jones entitled Don't Want No Rocks. We ask that you not text and drive. I want you to ride safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from the Jackson Southerners and is entitled Don't Look Down on a Man.
night. Your smile is someone's cry. Even when you're happy, there is someone somewhere hurting. And though the sun fills your sky, tears fill someone else's eyes. Even though you're alright, there is someone lonely tonight. So
Lynette Hawkins Stevens for an incredible music ministry that has blessed the world. Anybody remember that one?
stand together. Let's say,
Title, How I Depend on You. Our next, it is 4 minutes before the hour. Our next song coming up is coming from the Rance Allen Group, featuring Kirk Franklin, and it's entitled Something About the Name Jesus.
Bless him. Bless him. I've got a wonderful, I mean absolutely wonderful, Holy Ghost filled surprise for you. I mean, this person is absolutely revolutionized gospel music today. And he's much younger than I am, but I call him my hero. Would you get up on your feet and clap your hands tonight for the Reverend Kirk Franklin? We're living in a day and time. We're being politically correct. It's popular. Can we turn that around again? We're living in a day and time where everybody is saying the name of God, but nobody wants to say the name of Jesus. We don't want to offend the Muslims. We don't want to offend the Jews. We don't want to offend the Arabs. And so therefore we crucify him of flesh. But I want you to know that there will come a time when every Muslim, when every Buddhist, when every Jew will have to get down on their knees and have to confess that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. So I want every blood-washed believer to not wait until then. And if you've ever gone through something, you know right here that there's something about the name.
Something, yeah.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name.
Something about the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name. Yeah.
It is the sweetest.
Sweetest name I know.
I know.
And I love that name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Just
the oh, how I love the name Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
Just take a minute and explain. explain to them what you're really trying to say. What you really trying to say.
Oh, there's some people say I'm crazy, but
I can't explain.
I can't explain. The power that I feel
when you call his name.
When I call your name.
That's fire.
That is just like fire.
Where's it?
Shut up and
move. Holy Ghost.
When the Holy Ghost gets the movement, said it won't leave me alone.
And it's all because of something. Everybody, something. Something.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, oh, yeah. Something about the name.
Something about the name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
It is the sweetest name.
I know.
I know.
Wave at me if you love that name.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, how I love the name, Jesus.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
How sweet is it?
I want you to tell Detroit for a minute. How sweet is it? Sweeter than honey.
That is sweeter than honey. And, yeah, from the honeycomb.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving,
just won't leave me alone.
Said he won't leave me alone.
Oh, no. Now tell every Muslim, every Jew, at the name of
at
Jesus.
At the name of Jesus.
What's going to happen someday?
Henry and me have got to bow.
Well, tell them to wait.
You don't have to wait till the fire comes.
What can they do?
You can clap your hands.
Right now.
Right now.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, let me hear that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about that name. Something about that name.
It's the sweetest name, yeah.
Listen, last night, me and my wife were up to midnight with our three-year-old. Had to take him to emergency room because he had walking pneumonia. And see, you know, you take health for granted until it's your health. Just like we take food for granted until we run out of food. Just like we take our spouses for granted until we're walking by the casket and all we can do is wish that we could do things different. Just like children take their parents for granted. But I want to let you know, even when we take God for granted, what's so amazing about God is Paul said, our sins deserve. So that means that even in my imperfection, God is still perfect with his grace and his mercy. That's why I don't want people getting comfortable with praising the Lord just when the Lord gives them something. See, you got to learn how to praise him because of who he is. Because see, when you praise him for who he is, you don't have to wait till the trouble comes to learn how to praise him. I want every blood-washed believer that has fallen in love with Jesus. I'm not talking about you've had an affair with Jesus, but I'm talking about you love him, you love him, you love him, not because of what he's done, but because of who he is.
Yes, sir.
Everybody, we're going to sing this chorus together. And even if you can't sing, even if you don't know the words, you can give God an oath. And that oath can mean to you whatever that oath needs to mean to you. Can we sing it right there? Can we sing that chorus right there? Everybody, every man, every woman, open up your spirit and sing with it. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tribe 60 Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir. You have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
a business, a practice. Yeah, write a book, score a film. Somebody's gonna walk out of here and go right into their inheritance. Come on, tell them what it is. Say it, tell them.
Oh, uh-huh. Always, always, always.
featuring Rance Allen, entitled You Bring Out the Best in Me. It is 20 minutes after the hour. I'd kind of thank everyone for joining us on the Sunday Morning Praise with Kel. I am your host, Kel Marvet. Our next song coming up is coming from Bishop Paul S. Morton, and it's entitled Your Tears.
Just a relief.
You Jesus. I know we have a lot of people here tonight, but let me tell you something. It doesn't matter how saved you are. It doesn't matter how sanctified you are. You can speak with tongues and have a big old Bible under your arm. But I believe I've got some witnesses here tonight. You have to cry sometimes. You're gonna find out when you cry. Isn't it strange? Isn't it strange? That the very people you do the most for, you picked them up when they were falling down. You helped them out of the gutter, but just as soon as they got on their feet, they began to smile in your face. But the moment you turned around, they had a knife in your back. It makes you cry sometimes. But can I tell you something? I've learned. If you just turn it over to Jesus, maybe somebody knows what I'm talking about. If you just turn it over to Jesus, just come just for a moment, ma'am, and I just know you had to cry sometimes. Oh, I had to cry sometimes. Yes, I did. Sometime late in the midnight. Woke up feeling soaking wet with tears. But you know what I found out? Because you found out who it was. I heard you the other day say, it was you. But I know that you had to cry sometimes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Pastor, travel up and down the famous highway. Feel bad.
Every time I pray, you kept me each and every day. You heard me every time I pray. You kept me each and every day. You heard me, every time I pray. You kept me, each and every day. You heard me, every time I pray. You kept me, each and every day. You heard me, every time I pray. You kept me, each and every day. You heard me, every time I pray. You kept me,
determined, I'm committed that I run, no matter the cost. And I have decided, determined, I'm committed that I'll run, even though at times I may get lost. I'm going to I'm going to take my proper place in the winning circle. I'm going to run anyway. I don't know where or when or how, but I know that I'm going to make it. Oh, I'll run this race, nestled safely in amazing grace. I made up my mind, and I don't have much time, but I'll run till I finish. I'm going to run this race. I'm going to take my proper place in the wind. I'm going to run anyway. I don't know where, I don't know when or how, but I know I'm gonna make it. Oh, I'll run this race, nestled safely in a time, but I'm gonna run, I'm gonna run, I'm gonna run till I finish. Yeah, I made up my mind, I don't have much time, but I'll run till I finish.
while she was fixing supper, and handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For more in the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Take it out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, for the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. You know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gotta pat my feet. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a shame I'd hit that for another couple of seconds.
feel. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.